College is coming. Do you have a plan? Most families wait too long, spend too much, and feel completely overwhelmed. Fast Start to College helps you take the guesswork out. College lists, timelines, test prep, even money talk. You don't need more pressure. You need a plan that works. Visit www.faststarttocollege.com to get started. Fast Start to College, proud sponsor of the Real Without Religion podcast.
You're listening to Real Without Religion with James Kiger, a podcast for spiritual seekers, ex-Christians, and anyone who's done with fear-based faith but still believes in something more. We're not here to argue. We're here to awaken. No guilt, no shame, no dogma. Just real talk, real truth, and real freedom. Now let's get into today's episode.
Hey everybody, it's so great to have you here with us on Real Without Religion. My name is James, and I'll be talking to you today with episode 2 of our series, The Bible Within, where we stop asking, did this really happen? And start asking, is this happening in me? So today we're going to step into one of the most intense moments in the whole story. When the people finally get to leave Egypt, and they march out of the city, and then they get to the edge of water right in front of them. Behind them, here comes Pharaoh. In front of them, the sea. They got no plan, no map, just pressure. Have you ever been there? I have. So this episode's called The Red Sea Moments, those times when you know you're meant to move or grow or step out or do something brave, but everything in front of you screams, there is no way forward. So let's get into this. Now here's the setup. The people have been enslaved for generations, and then someone rises up, Moses, and speaks the truth. All of Egypt tremble under the weight of all of the plagues and the asking of them to leave, and the system started to crack, and finally Pharaoh breaks, and he says, leave, just get out of here. And for a moment, they breathe. It's like the fog lifted, the air changed, freedom, finally. And that's how I felt when I started this podcast. When I finally gave myself permission to say what I actually believe, to let go of the fear and the performance and the pressure to sound churchy or in my churchy voice, but to literally trust my own voice, man, it felt like I had left Egypt. But you know what happened next, right? That old voice, Pharaoh's voice, came after me. Who do you think you are? You're going to lose friends. You're going to lose people. You're not allowed to say those things. You don't have the credentials to say that. And even when you leave the system, you know what? The system doesn't leave you. The fear finds new ways to show up, and it did that for me. And just like that, you're pinned again. Pharaoh behind you, no path ahead, and nowhere to go. Now in the story, the people lose it. They snap on Moses. Why'd you bring us out here to die? We told you to leave us alone. We laugh at them, but let's be honest. We've all been there. You take a bold step. You leave a relationship or the church or a dead-end job, the old identity you had, and it really feels right, you know, right? It feels great for a minute, but then it gets hard, right? It gets uncomfortable. It gets quiet. The silence from all of your friends on Facebook begins to speak to you, and all those old fears creep in. God, what if I was wrong? What if I left something that was actually working? What if freedom isn't worth the cost? We've all heard those voices, and that's just fear. It's just trying to dress up bondage as comfort and trying to convince you that cage was better than the unknown. But listen, you didn't make it this far to go crawling back. You didn't wake up just to sedate yourself again. If what you left behind couldn't hold you, then what's chasing you now can't stop you. So what does Moses do? Well, he panics. He turns to the divine and he pleads. And the answer that comes back, well, it's not soft. It's direct. It's real. God says to him, why are you crying out? Tell the people to move, and you, use what's in your hand. Whew. Because here's what I've learned. Sometimes we keep praying or begging or waiting or trying to manifest or journaling, whatever. When the truth is, we've already been given everything that we need. We don't need something new, and I'm speaking to myself here. We just need to trust what's already inside of us, that knowing, that inner voice, that's a voice we can listen to. You know, that moment that you said yes to this journey that you're on, that decision you already made, the universe, the divine, the source, it's not saying wait for more. It's saying lift it, use it, let's go. And honestly, that's how I feel exactly every time I hit record on this podcast. I don't always feel ready, and I don't always feel brave, and I have my moments where I stress if anybody's even listening. But I've learned this, that clarity and vision, it will come after movement, not before. So the sea in front of them didn't move first. It didn't open because they were faithful or they were good people. It opened because they moved. They stepped into the water. The miracle didn't show up before the risk. It showed up in the middle of the risk. When Moses lifted what he had, when he stepped into that moment, then the wind came. Then the water parted. So maybe that's exactly where you are right now. You're stuck between what you left and what you can't yet see. And you still have doubts. You're really not sure. Is this really real? Am I allowed to do this? But still, you know, something in you knows it, that you cannot go back. And that knowing, man, that's sacred. The Red Sea moments aren't a sign that you're off track. They're a sign that you're closer than ever. The impossible always shows up right before the breakthrough. I'm going to say that again. The impossible always shows up right before the breakthrough. So if you're standing at your own edge, looking out at the unknown, wondering if you should just turn back where it's safe, don't. Say this with me. Say it out loud if you need to. There is a way forward, even if I can't see it yet. I'm going to say it again. There is a way forward, even if I can't see it yet. I walk in faith, not fear. Say it with me. I walk in faith, not fear. I already have what I need. Say it again. I already have what I need. Now let that settle. Let that anchor you. That's your staff. That's your power. That's your birthright. See, the Red Sea isn't your dead end. It's just your crossing point. And yeah, let's be honest, it's scary. It's kind of foggy. It's tight. But if the voice within brought you this far, it's not leaving you now. You don't need a 10-step plan. You don't need everything to feel perfect. You just need one thing. A true yes, deep down in your soul. So take that breath. Stand tall. Lift what's in your hand and start to walk, because the sea is watching and it will move. And if you feel alone in this moment, you're not. I promise you're not. There's a whole cloud of witnesses, not just saints and prophets, but there's a whole movement across this world who's coming alive. But everyone who's ever stood right where you are now and kept walking, they found the reward as it went on. So listen, you're not crazy. You're not behind and you're not lost. You're just ready to cross over. So do it. So thanks for listening to The Bible Within. If this moves something in you, go ahead and send it to someone who's stuck at the edge of where they are. And come hang out with us at realwithoutreligion.com. So until next time, as always, stay grounded, stay awake, and stay real. Amenaste.
Thanks for joining us on Real Without Religion. If this stirred something deep within you, hit subscribe, leave a review, and share it with someone who's ready to wake up. You don't have to go back to the box. You don't have to have it all figured out. You just have to be willing to be real and trust what's already inside you. Until next time, stay curious, stay grounded, and stay real.